Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Hope for buyers in 2025. We've also seen some homeowners who have been waiting to move starting to accept that rates are unlikely to go back to that really low 3% level anytime soon. So it would finally free up homes for buyers who have been sitting on the sidelines.
Canada's foreign minister and public safety minister are in Florida. They're meeting with officials from the Trump transition. The president-elect has threatened Canada with tariffs. Global aviation experts suggest that Russian anti-aircraft fire caused the crash of an Azerbaijani jetliner in Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. Russia's aviation authority says there were Ukrainian drone operations taking place at the time. For the second time in about a month, a stowaway found aboard a Delta plane. This person discovered during taxiing from Seattle. The person was arrested. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big mistake from the local city clerk's office. About 200 Madison ballots from the November presidential election were not counted. Staff from the Madison City Clerk's office say they found the first batch more than 6 weeks ago, on November 12th. They emptied the tabulator bin for Ward 65, and inside that bin was a sealed courier bag with 67 absentee ballots inside. There was also a ballot for Ward 68, which was a sorting error. The second batch of ballots was found during the reconciliation process. Clerks and staff start that right away after an election. That's when they essentially confirm voter participation totals. They ended up finding a sealed absentee carrier envelope with 125 ballots. The city clerk's office says they notified the Wisconsin Elections Commission on December 20th. The mayor's office says that's when they were notified as well. Now, these 193 ballots were not enough to change the results of any race. Those of you who live in wards 56, 65, and 68 might be wondering whether your vote was counted. The clerk's office says they're reaching out to every individual voter whose ballot was found to let them know and to apologize. The clerk's office says they fell short of their goal to make sure every eligible voter has their vote counted. Quote, "We apologize to our voters and will strive to make sure this never happens again," end quote. To prevent this in the future, the city clerk's office says they'll be giving every polling place a list of envelope seal numbers so they'll be able to verify that all were counted. Meanwhile, the mayor's office posted their own statement to the city website. It calls these mistakes a significant departure from the high standards of the Madison City Clerk's office. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says her office will be starting a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures. She says in order to keep that high standard of Madison's election integrity, she's committed to, quote, taking whatever corrective action is necessary. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
Are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be drizzly, foggy, cloudy here all day with rain likely by later this afternoon. Our high today, 44. Rain tonight, between a quarter and a half inch of rain possible with a low of 36. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning, some gradual clearing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
To get rid of Roe v. Wade over. He took credit for it. He said there has to be punishment for women exercising their reproductive freedom. His words, not mine. He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. Whoa. I almost wanted to buy one just to see what the hell's in it.
Wow. Doug Brandon. Doug Brandon's in the house, y'all. Guess who else is in the house, y'all? What? What?
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handmade by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buenos dias. Hay muchas cosas en las revistas y las noticias. Many things in the magazines and the news this morning. Good morning.
All right, so this news cycle was written for us, Carlos. It is nonstop fart jokes. We have had how many days of Pecker now? David Pecker, is it another Pecker day? And also, this was written for you. Is it Robert De Niro and Glenn Close are reading the charges against Donald Trump, a dramatic reading of
the charges.
He
paid off a porn star. Illegal checks, tampering, laundering, rape, being stupid, gassy.
I think your nose whistle is my favorite part
this
of your
This guy's
over
seven
impression.
Dwarves. He's sleepy, he's gassy, he's rude, he's dumb,
grumpy,
he's
sleepy,
lazy.
Dopey.
He's all the seven freaking dwarves.
Okay. Oh, pardon
the
me.
The seven deadly sins. The seven deadly dwarves is what he is. Stupid, greed, avarice, dumb.
Oh, my God. I just was saying, Carlos, I
green pride
can't withstand anymore of the little, he's like this psychotic orange cuckoo clock that comes out of the courtroom. He does his little tiny accordion, and he does his whining every single day. It's always
it's
the same.
Fair. I know Hillary sat there for 11 hours answering bogus questions, but it's not fair to take me out of a golf cart where I sit 4 or 5 hours a day, get up, hit a ball, shank it, tell everybody you didn't see that shot, then I sit down again, I ride around, there's a drink cart girl, she's very hot, she's beautiful, and then I get to sit outside in a beautiful golf course where I shoot par every day instead of this courtroom. You know, why do I have to be here just because I slept with a porn star when, what's his name, Brandon? Something, that kid was 4 months old, and I paid her. That should be enough. I paid her. I shouldn't have to be in court if I paid her.
He just, okay. Yes, he literally whined. What was it yesterday, Jody? I had to sit up straight.
And it's cold.
I had to sit up for hours, and it's cold.
It's so cold.
It's cold, so it'll stay awake.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
A real estate seminar.
Yes, or one of the late night shows.
Or casinos. Timeshare.
They made me buy a timeshare yesterday. It was very cruel.
But this whole...
Sorry.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah, what's going on? Have we had a fart update at all? Or,
well, he's
now they're making me wear charcoal filter underwear. It's very humiliating.
Yeah, court's not in session today.
Oh, so we've had a... Ooh, thank God.
The jurors are like...
Clear the air. Ooh. Exactly.
Breathe right strips.
This would be the 2 a.m. statement from the bassinet of the 45th president. Wonder he's sleepy in court. He's up all night.
Yeah. We have a rig judge who's working for the Democrat Party, refuses to terminate this case, which should have never been brought by soft on crime Alvin Bragg. Judge Merchan should be immediately removed, and the appellate courts have to take...
I don't know. I can't get through the whole thing, Carlos. It's, I don't know, something. Wine, 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 wine.
A Republican doesn't stand a chance. This is not justice. This is a New York cabal run by crooked Joe Biden's White House. It's a hitch up on a political opponent. The likes of which the USA has never seen.
The likes of which,
for the good of our country, it must be stopped. The crooked Joe Biden witch hunts have to be ended. Republicans in Washington must take action.
P.S. I'm an alpha male.
What are these exactly? How does he? They're still their alpha male. He's this whiny, farty little poopy diaper baby that bitches all day long about everything.
I wanted to swear on the Bible. I wanted to swear on the Trump Bible. They wouldn't let me do it. I can't tell my Bible is from here.
How are Republicans in Washington supposed to stop a New York City, a Manhattan prosecutor for crimes he committed before he was president and before Joe Biden was president?
Yes. He's a private citizen, and let's rewind the clock. I always say this on Twitter. None of this. Zero. Zip. Nada, you stupid idiots. None of this happens if the Republicans, and we needed 10 more, if they weren't cowards, yeah. If you impeach and convict and say he can never run again after January 6th, after Ukraine, none of this happens. It probably still happens to him, but that's not your candidate for president, so you can't claim election interference. It's a guy you properly got rid of after he started this freaking thing at the Capitol.
Thank you. And by the way, this
insurrection.
I mentioned this ad yesterday. It's great. It's people trying to apply for a job that have saying they have the same record as Donald Trump.
I was wondering if you guys are hiring right now. I was thinking about applying for a job.
Yeah, I was thinking about applying for a job here. I'm currently facing 88 felonies. I'm currently facing 88 felonies for detention of classified information.
Do you all take people that have been found liable for sexual assault,
trying to overturn the 2020 election,
falsifying business records?
I was wondering if that was going to be a problem.
Background
check.
Yeah.
So that's the only.
So probably not.
Yeah.
So did you guys hire people that have been found liable for sexual assault, or
we want a full background?
Okay.
No, we don't.
All right, you get the idea. It's bad audio, but you get the idea. It's just anybody. He could not get a job doing anything.
Yeah, this guy was going to a mall.
Right. He's been. You know.
And he was a businessman. I had the Taj Mahal went bankrupt. I had this building went bankrupt. I didn't pay my taxes. He's not going to do his tax returns again, is he?
No.
No. By the way, so David Pecker.
Get Billy West. Or my friend Eric Bowser.
CNN said Pecker went from killing damaging stories about Trump to spilling all on the witness stand, said Jake Tapper. Pecker described a meeting he had with Trump and Michael Cohen in 2015 where they asked, what can I do, what can my magazine do to, wait for it, help the campaign? So, that's like game over already. That's the whole
Peter
thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Peter Pecker picked apart a president.
Yes, he did. He's a Pepper. You're a Pepper. We're all a Pecker. What? I got
good
confused.
For him.
Yes. The prosecution questioned Pecker in detail about the. Okay. I know there's still something. There's another shoe to drop, Jody, and I think with the Dorman story. But okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, one analyst said, when you get down to the center of the crime, it's about the payment for it and the use of funds and whether that's a campaign violation. And that's what transformed this from misdemeanor to a felony. The payments were illegal and the records were falsified to cover that up. That's at the end of the day, right? It's always follow the money, right, Carlos? It's you know,
yeah, through Cohen, through all the places that he funneled it. He said, yeah, oh, where does it go? Where does it come from?
Right.
Pay this guy, pay him off, pay her off, staring at a pageant queen, pay her off, assaulting this woman, pay her off,
yeah.
Sleeping with this porn star, pay her off.
Yeah.
Check. No, he's like, dude, no, don't do it in cash.
Yeah,
why not? Cash
that's
is
my
beautiful.
Favorite.
You could put my picture on the bill. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was the, and there's audio of that. There's audio tape.
Cohen just like, no, dude, you get to look at the mob boss.
Michael Cohen's like, get cash.
God, there's evil, and then there's evil stupid.
Right. And him also, what you're saying, you know, suggesting that they use the Signal app and other things that, you know, messages are destroyed right away. It's like nobody that's doing anything legal is doing it that way.
Right.
So, yeah, this is Jake Tapper said, I mean, there's nothing illegal about this sleazy relationship they had, such as when the National Enquirer helped Trump falsely accuse Ted Cruz's father of having been somehow mixed up in the Kennedy assassination. He also called in to Fox and Friends to bring their attention to the Ted Cruz National Enquirer story. Remember, it was like when Dick Cheney planted the WMD lies with the New York Times, and then he goes on TV and goes, well, it's in the New York Times about the this WMD stuff. He said, once you start getting into financial transactions to cover it up, once again, that's the crux of this. Not only did Trump falsify business documents, but in doing so was a felony, as it also violated election laws. Because that's what people keep trying to make it. It is not illegal to pay hush money, but that's not what this case is about.
Yeah, he's pretty much like John Wayne Gacy walking into a Walmart. I'm going to need bleach, a shovel, some gloves, a headlamp. No reason. Body bags. Not body bags, but bags that can fit a body. No body of water is what I'm saying.
Like to pay in cash and also just send me the receipt on my Signal app.
He's like, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I had my clown nose on. Sorry about that. Couldn't hear me.
Exactly. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, that's the thing, Carlos, is interesting thing is this is like a campaign ad for Joe Biden. I mean, when you're running against Sleepy Joe, here is this sleepy, grumpy, farty bitch. Just I just don't even remember him saying over and over, Hillary doesn't have the stamina. Frankly, she doesn't have the stamina. Oh, my God. I mean, just the pictures of him, right? Even without, cameras in the courtroom. Oh, my God, he looks awful.
Hey, Mr. Farty Man who's afraid of rain, you'll be a strong president. I got to cancel the rally. This is a guy that was begging to be outside. They won't let me outside of the courtroom. Okay, I get to go outside. It's raining. It's raining. Get me back inside. They're going to see my hair melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. What a world. What a world.
I love that everyone's posted pictures of President Biden, Kamala Harris, President Obama campaigning in the rain. And you're right. He's like, you know,
he's Margaret Hamilton.
You're alpha, whatever. It's a raindrop.
I'll get you and your crooked judge, too.
Mm-hmm. He might melt into, like, it would be like a little puddle of tang is what it would look like.
You killed her. You killed a witch.
And there'd just be, like, one gold sneaker sticking out from under the house.
Yeah. A little mushroom.
Yeah. Bink. Somebody put, Stormy brought the evidence. It's, like, it's supposed to be a condom, but it's, like, a tiny balloon. This is, like,
yeah.
18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Why? Because camera phones. I'm so old, I call them camera phones.
Okay. Get that camera phone away from me.
I didn't know you could take a picture with your phone. Who thought of that? Anyway, the point is, I've been doing Sexy Liberal Tour 13 years, Jody.
That's when I met you.
Right? And people post pictures next to now. And so Genucel is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Genucel, I'm telling you, we love it. We've been using it all of these years. This is why they have like 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. What you got? Lack of sleep, overwork, stress, seasonal allergies? I mean, I'm just saying. You can instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin, that little thing right there. You know what I'm talking about. Never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious paraben-free, silky smooth. Starts working in seconds. You feel the tingly, and know it's working. Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum. You get that with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucel XV. That's my base, man. That's my base. collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. I love it, love it, love it. Right now, go to GenuCell.com. Get incredible packages over 50% off during GenuCell's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, get an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout. GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Get free unlimited edition spa box and bonus gifts and free shipping if you order now. GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
Keep it together. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet 5 cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge. 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Here's the real truth. I agree with you. I think people are believing a complete conspiracy theory, thinking, oh, we're just going to win this election. Yeah, you're right. He is not invincible. He is a man. He's fighting as hard as possible. He's putting all he has into trying to win the election. But you also got to remember, he's at the same time he's trying to run for president again, he's having to put everything he has into defending himself against these rigged trials and this unbelievable perversion of our justice system.
No, it's because you elected a career criminal. Yes, this type of court hearing is unprecedented, but
yes,
he's never had...
his crimes are unprecedented.
Thank you, and you, again, marched Monster Can Scraper Taylor, whatever your name is, you didn't have the guts to say no to this guy after January 6th, and so this is where you are.
Okay,
Nobody forced you to nominate this career thug.
All right,
you
this,
did it to yourself.
This
Stop
soundbite,
whining.
This soundbite, what? Just keep anything you're thinking in your thought bubble. Just in your thought bubble.
Hey, why don't you do a little cross cry?
Okay. Yes. More Marjorie Taylor Greene, just because we love Carlos.
And the Democrats aren't sorry about it. They aren't going to back off of what they are doing. No. They literally want him dead. No. Benny Thompson introduced a bill to take away his Secret Service protection. That's how serious they are. They want President Trump dead. They want to lock him up in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in jail. And they want to take away his Secret Service protection so that he is murdered somewhere in jail, possibly. This is how serious they are.
Please, you drama queen.
He's murdered.
Oh my God.
Somewhere in
murdered.
Jail, possibly,
okay,
by a person.
Let me just
a...
say parts of what she said are true, but... It's only because he belongs in prison for life. The other part...
We don't want him dead.
No. And I think the January 6th, the Secret Service that deleted their January 6th texts, I think they should go to prison with him.
Yeah.
Because they belong in prison, too. So they could all be in prison together. I'm not, I'm not a monster, Carlos.
He's the guy that got police beat up. Afterwards, people died from the after effects of January 6th. This is a guy that's responsible for killing Ashley Babbitt. She's nowhere near the Capitol if he doesn't lie and perpetuate a lie. The guy's... You may not recognize him, but he's the devil. I'm quoting, paraphrasing broadcast news.
Yeah, exactly.
This man is the devil.
No, I mean, Carlos, don't even get me started on anybody saying the lesser of two evils. Yeah. We keep playing this Lindsey Graham, audio of when he was Lindsey Graham. He's literally in tears, Carlos, talking about what a good man Joe Biden is, that God has not created a better person, a better man than Joe Biden. I mean, anyway.
Well, he must have got a nice shoulder rub that day, but.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Joe's not perfect. We all know that, but he ain't a career thug, evil, lying, con man, disgusting. Piece of mother,
All right. Okay. All right.
I get started and I can't stop. I get started and I can't stop. Don't stop me, I won't stop.
Okay. Give me 12. One last one real quick. The president.
It was no miracle. It was a political deal to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Deal. Political deal he made with the evangelical base of the Republican Party to look past his moral character, they look past his moral and character flaws in exchange for his commitment to appoint justice to the Supreme Court who would overturn Roe. Don't think he's making a deal right now with MAGA extremists to ban nationwide abortion in every single state, because he's making it.
Yep.
And anytime this issue comes up, you ring in my ears, Carlos. You've been saying for years on this show, how are you going to stop rich ladies from getting abortions? I mean, it is...
Yep.
It just
discriminates against the poor, the people who need it the most, the people that have been raped, the people that are victim of incest, those types of people that have no outlet. This is all Cider House Rules. Everybody should go back and read that book.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's a cautionary tale, but yeah, you need to proportionally help the poor folks in this country.
Carlos has a thing with the place of the guy because he's very wildly popular.
The thing because it could be thing, but possibly
all
by
right.
a person.
See we ya. Love you, Carlos.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. After Madison West High School's football team was mistakenly left out of the playoffs this year, coaches have gone to the drawing board to create a new playoff process. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs. I'm Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska for Civic Media News.
If you want to see the full proposal, you can go to WIFCA.org. The next step is a coaches advisory committee meeting on January 7th. And chances are you've got some leftovers in the fridge right now. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources say please eat them while you can because leftover food creates so much waste. DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
If you're not quite sure how to repurpose what's in the fridge, a quick Google search could help you out. And some have already taken their trees down, while others will leave them up into the new year. Here in Madison, the Streets Division does two rounds of Christmas tree collection. The first starts on January 6th. The second begins on January 21st. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be drizzly, foggy, cloudy here all day with rain likely by later this afternoon. Our high today, 44. Rain tonight, between a quarter and a half inch of rain possible with a low of 36. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning, some gradual clearing in the afternoon, with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
But know this, as long as I have the power of the presidency, is never going to happen. I mean, if Congress ever passes a ban, I will veto that ban. The Democratic Congress, Kamala and I, will make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again.
November is coming. Okay. Oh, and so is Erica Claudio. I just met her at this fantastic Planned Parenthood Swing Left event here in Los Angeles. She is also partnering with Live Nation, as is the Sexy Liberal Tour. We will be announcing soon a Get Out the Vote group that we're partnering with. It is all about getting out the vote. And I'm telling you, oh, this is very exciting. People are, who is this? Gibson tweets, get ready for some brotherly and sisterly love in Philly. Can't believe you all be here on Saturday. I was a tour guide. I know stuff. Oh, fantastic. Got to do my statue tour. I don't know. I know I'm going to violate Rocky, but I this Saturday, sexyliberal.com. Lori in Denver. Steph, can't wait to see you in Denver on June 22nd, City by the Bay. Maybe I'll rent one of those little pedal boats during the day.
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay!
I'm going to open with that in Denver, Sean, and you know that someone in the audience is going to go, what are you talking about? There's no bay here. I'm an idiot. However, I want to warn you about the statues in the Mile High City. The blue Mustang outside the airport, not only it is very big, it is very male. Oh, I see that. It's also very haunted. It's actually succeeding in killing its creator for the insurance money. Stick with the giant blue bear instead. At least you'll have a chance. Lori in Littleton, who will be at Sexy Liberal Denver.
I think that's the Lori I might know.
Oh!
I'm not sure.
Fantastic. Nomi tweets, I want to go to every show and meet everybody and group use all. You've all helped me so much in so many ways this year. I can't even begin to describe how grateful I am to the community of Steph heads who don't even know me. You guys are way better than my shrink. It is. It's a group. You know what it is? Sexy Liberal is one big group hug. You must get the VIP tickets because it is. There's hugging and laughing and sharing and crying and snotting on each other, and it's so fantastic. I'm traveling with my fart machine too because that's the only impression I need to do is Trump, and I will travel with my. Because, okay,
you have to work so blue.
Yeah, I have to work this farty because you know I'm just saying. By popular
from
demand.
K-Jow. It's Courthouse Gas. 20 original songs. 20 original artists. Elton John.
Yeah, they're making it fart.
Courthouse Gas from K-Jow.
Right in the middle of trial.
You get Blondie and Fart of Gas.
This is our Trump and he had no class. Soon turned out, had a fart of gas. Smelled like the real thing, wasn't too kind. Much was passed from his
also get the romantic.
I hear your greasy KFC when you're farting in your sleep. I smell the cheeses that you eat when you're farting in your sleep.
Pat Benatar.
You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Big figure, don't pass gas around your knee. You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Force breaker, don't you pass the gas near me.
We didn't even have to make a parody of Courthouse Gas from K-Tel. Wherever records are shredded, get yours today at Sears, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Tower Records, and Kmart.
Okay, I think that might be everybody's favorite, which is saying a lot with the genius of Rocky Mountain Mike. But here I come. Here I come, Philly. Here I come. Me and Fart Machine too. I got to remember to turn this off before I get on the plane, right? Just because that'll be... Okay. All right. I feel your silent disapproval. I feel it, Jody. You don't have to say anything. All right. You know what? I'm going to give up on this phone system. I'm trying to answer it. It's not working. Are we saving money?
Yes, we're saving a lot
That's
of
me.
Money.
That's me trying to talk to Anita in San Antonio. Hello. Hello. Look, this is like an old-fashioned telegraph machine now. Okay. All right.
I'll check that.
I'll just move on because I am a professional broadcaster.
This is how you're getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, indeed. Okay, Andrew Weissman says the judge must punish Trump like a child to prevent mistrial by antics.
Yep.
I agree. Well, this is what I use for Bonnie when she gets dog aggressive. Just, this little spray. There's a little water spray bottle. Andrew said he can really do like a child. Give him a timeout. He can step back and be kept in pens in the courthouse. That's what.
There you go.
Who suggested that this morning? A little pen like I used to have for the puppy pen.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is clearly like a child testing what will happen. And it's at the very outset of the case. If there isn't a firm hand right now, the rule of law isn't imposed. It really is a terrible message in terms of how the trial is going to go forward because he's going to continue doing this. He expressed his concern that Trump could attack individual jurors, which could put their personal safety at risk and threaten the trial. No kidding. He said if he's going to seek a mistrial by his antics, that's something he could try. So the court, who is extremely experienced, is going to have to really be careful what exactly is the sanction that he's going to impose. Is that today? I don't know when he rules.
I don't know.
The hearing was yesterday, but
right, and he's not in court today for the other trial, so I don't.
You know who else is not helpful? Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. She claimed she has been made to look incompetent by judges, and that fellow attorney Todd Blanche, recently scolded for losing all credibility, has been subjected to the same treatment. Oh my God! All his attorneys are also whiny little bitches.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is the same methodology some judges have done with me. And the left-wing media, they'll run with it. They try to make attorneys on the team look or seem like they don't know what they're doing. So I just love the Twitter reply. Someone just went, honey, hush. Hush now. Jesse Waters, also not helping, seems to have accidentally told viewers that Trump... He basically just stated the crime. I think they think they're helping.
No.
I don't think it means what they think it means.
No.
He said his lawyer paid Stormy after the campaign was over. The money was reimbursed and booked as a legal expense. That's pretty much what prosecutors say happened. That's not what Trump's team says happened. So Jesse didn't get the right talking points. Michael Steele said, well, you know, you just described the crime. I don't understand what you don't understand about what you just said. Ron Filipowski said, I guess the main problem with this is it's the exact opposite of what Trump's lawyer said in his opening statement. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really just cannot get their stories straight.
No,
about
they can't.
Whether, you know, it is a crime, it's not a crime, he did it, he didn't do it. If he did it, it's okay because he has, immunity.
Whatever.
Spidey sense, something. Okay, I'm trying this phone system one more time. Nope. Mm-hmm. All right. I've officially given up. I'm going to do one last story. I'm going to punch this phone system. Trump followed his day in court yesterday by posting a dramatic fan video to Truth Social that featured Matt Damon's speech from the film Air over a montage. He's already been told not to use
that.
Right,
he's been told not
to. Over a montage of Trump clips that included references to the 88 felonies he faces, the criminal trials he's lost, and the AI picture of him, kneeling in prayer. Yeah, that would have to be AI,
Yeah.
The film speech ends with Damon telling a young Michael Jordan, you're going to be remembered forever because some things are eternal. You're Michael Jordan. Your story is going to make us all want to fly. Trump's version changes the last line to you're going to be remembered forever because some things are eternal and your story is going to make us fight and never give up.
Oh, my God.
Trump has already been warned by Damon, those producers.
Yes.
Computer says no.
Just stop. Okay. Not to mention that's just a little... You know, cuckoo banana bread.
I say sue him.
Pardon me?
Sue him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because he is now, if you're keeping track, just like Jesus, Mandela, and Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Especially okay. Michael Jordan.
Right.
Whew,
athletic. 43 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Morning Zoomies, brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Dr. Modi's. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. I'm telling you, you can smell how good the food is when I get little kisses afterwards. Because they're saying, thank you, Mommy, for the most nutritious and delicious food in the world. It's not that kind, Sean, the kind that you keep in the freezer and you got to cut it open and glop, glop. It's like when Trump takes his diaper off for the night, glop.
Did you really? Now
you don't want that. You don't want
gone.
That. This is all, it's got all the convenience of kibble. It's dried to the touch, but it's raw, freeze-dried, and it's real food. Glop. Save up to 54% off right now with Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, don't say it too loud. Their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full 8th Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full 5th Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the 5th Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the 8th Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Whatever gets you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Bet your money or your life. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick, right there in my hydration system, Sean Comiskey, right? 10 supplements in one. I don't mean to water shame you, but look at you. You got nothing in your water over there. I have 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. This has been a game changer for me. Morning Kick, not your average drink. Strawberry lemonade flavor. Yum, yum, yum. Ha ha, Sean. You plain water. This helps support my joints, gives me energy, makes me think clear. I have probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for my muscles and joints, some of the most powerful anti-aging supplements out there, so that I can continue to say that I am
not in your
42 years old.
Not in your 50s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Okay, we would like to welcome Erica Claudio and her dog. What's your dog's name?
Ezra.
Ezra's here. I had to put Bonnie and Clyde outside because there was chaos. Here, get right up on the microphone.
Yeah. Yes, there was a little bit of chaos that came a bee, but hello, so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. Sean, remember the time that there was a writer and you just let him in, but he could have been like a serial killer, but we didn't know. But we just yeah. So I met Erica Saturday at the Planned Parenthood Swing Left event.
Yes.
And we just bonded. And so I'm like, I said to Jody and Sean, I said, she could be a serial killer. I don't really know. But she seems fantastic. And she's also working with Live Nation. So it's just such an important election year. So we're going to go for a hike and just chat about stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're doing Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour with Live Nation. We're going to be working with a Get Out the Vote group. Your issue, talk to us about My Body Pack and My Body, My Prerogative. Is that, talk to us about, because that is, to me, almost the issue.
It is.
Besides democracy itself.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Well, first of all, thank you, Stephanie, for having me on your show. And, you know, I really appreciate it. It means so much to me for you to invite me after just meeting me on Saturday. It's so generous and says a lot about you and the great team that you guys have here. So just thank you so much.
Well, it was mostly about Ezra. You texted me a picture and I was like, okay.
Yeah, Ezra's my secret weapon, you know. But no, the My Body Pack is the first Black reproductive justice pack in the country.
Wow.
And we are focused on an intersectional approach to reproductive health care and reproductive access to care. Through the My Body, My Prerogative campaign, we're partnering with partners like Sister Song to go into states with active restrictions and active bans and use live music as a way to organize people to take local action this year.
Yeah.
So we're super excited to turn people out.
And first of all, it was one of those events, Sean, it was so loud. Like, what? You're working with Live Nation. I'm working with Live Nation. But Live Nation is a fantastic partner, and they are, this is new for us, so it's really a big deal that they're, because we've been doing Sexy Liberal giving, and we've actually worked with, and we've given to Sexy Liberal causes in every city, and we've worked with Planned Parenthood and Swing Left in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're producing is really a big deal, because it is like the most important election year, I think. So you're using music, we're using comedy.
Yeah.
But also to get out the vote, to raise awareness, you know. We just had a guest on yesterday, Eric, and you must feel the same way, that I still can't believe I wake up in a country where the government is forcing women to stay pregnant.
Listen, it's disgusting. And honestly, it's honestly crazy to me that we haven't done something sooner, you know, in terms of like organizing and being out in the streets on a daily basis, you know, like the fact that personal autonomy is under attack, you know, and personal autonomy, when you think about it, it's a democratic principle. It's not just limited to choice and starting your family. Yeah. It's about how we identify in the world, you know, who we choose to love. It's really changes the relationship between the American voter and the American leadership. And it says the leadership of this country gets to have personal stake in our lives, which is just never okay.
Yeah. Let's listen to, this is, give me 14. This is President Biden talking about this yesterday.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade also puts at risk broader rights of privacy for everyone. If you think I'm exaggerating, here's what Justice Thomas wrote in the concurring opinion in Roe v. Wade. He wrote that the future cases of the court should reconsider all substantive due process precedents from Griswold. Griswold legalized the use of contraception. And Obergefell legalized same-sex marriage. Justice Thomas means it.
He was saying, explaining what Griswold was for you, Sean, because you might have thought it was, you know, the Griswolds from Vacation movies.
Right.
Yeah, not that. It's a different one. Contraception. Okay, one more, the president, and then we'll get Erica's thoughts.
And so does Donald Trump. Again, here's what that means. The right to make the best decisions for your health, the right to use birth control, the right to marry the person you love. All that's at risk now because it's no longer viewed by some of our good friends in the court as a constitutional guaranteed right. Are we going to let that happen?
No!
I like it, man. Will you come? come with me?
Dark Brandon is on it, man.
Yeah,
but, you know, he raises a good point, Erica. They're coming for all of it. Coming for contraception. They're coming for gay people. They're coming for, you know. And so I think it's just, it's hard to underestimate how important this election, it's not hyperbole to say this could be our last one, that we are full on in Handmaid's Tale, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's actually quite terrifying when you think about it. But it's also empowering, you know, like the American people, like we have an opportunity to fight for democracy like no other, like no time before, because this is a moment in time where we have the ability to fight for personal autonomy locally and turn out locally while also, you know, pointing towards our national leadership and our national elections to codify. But at a local level, we can do it right now. So in places like Arizona and Florida and many other places, there is literally choice is on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way it looks across the country is so different. So if I'm a person in Georgia, I'm more focused on the U.S. Senate race. But if I'm in Florida, I'm focused on the statewide ballot measure. Versus if I'm in Texas, I might be focused on my state legislature, you know, and through the My Body, My Prerogative campaign, we're localizing change, right?
Yeah.
Because change is local and it's very much so happening next door. You don't have to wait for Biden or for Congress to codify Roe. You can do it right there in your community.
And if you're in Arizona, you're just trying to get out of 1864.
Literally.
Like the 1900s even.
I mean, as a black woman, 1864 was like a terrible year for us. Like we weren't doing that great, you know? Like we were literally property, you know? So it was one of those moments where, you know, when that happened, it was really chilling, you know? Because if you can take back, if you can take people back to a time where people were enslaved, you know, and women weren't even considered to be American citizens, you know, that's just really dangerous.
And I have to say, I'm a huge Kamala Harris fan. I actually, I was for her in the primary before, you know, and then for Liz Warren after Kamala dropped out. But this is, I feel like, a perfect moment in time for her. I mean, she's really been out there speaking, I think, speaking to women of color, but just to women in general about this issue, don't you think?
She has, yeah. She's been in the Midwest. She did a tour earlier this year where she was focused on reproductive justice and did a speaking tour around it, and I believe she's still doing that. And as the first vice president, first black woman in the White House in that role, I just think that I'm excited to see what else she does this year around to be even more radical and even more outspoken about it.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that we're being disruptive enough, Stephanie.
Yeah.
I think that we could be a little bit more radical. I think we are actually playing a little bit too safe because my cousins in Brooklyn don't know what Kamala Harris is doing. They don't know what Joe Biden is doing. So we need to bring in comedians and artists and cultural messengers as a way to help translate these messages to the communities in a way that they can be reached.
I always say, Eric, when people say to me, oh, you know, I don't do politics, it's like, well, politics is going to do you.
Oh, it's
because this isn't politics. This is your life.
It is. Yeah. Everything's political.
Yeah. And by the way, you do cause a lot of chaos. There was like a dog riot in here when you brought Ezra in here. And I appreciate you. I was with my friend Lisa Bloom at the thing, and we met you, and she went, oh, my God, you're stunning. And I'm glad we didn't scare you off. Because
no, not at all.
And now you bring all this extra cuteness with Ezra. But
thank you. Yeah, she's a diva. She's a real moment right here. She's a real moment. She's just 3 years old.
Listen, I think if we can make peace with her and Bonnie and Clyde on the hike right now, then there's help in Gaza and everywhere else around the world.
Absolutely.
Tell us how, because we are so grateful to our partners at Live Nation and us too. Go to sexyliberal.com for tickets to Save the World Tour.
Yes.
How do we support what you are doing with Live Nation?
So you can support the PAC and the campaign by going to bit.ly/mybody2024.
Okay. All right. And a lot of people are like, I'd like to just with your body. You know, I'm just saying, I hear you in your thought
Stop
bubble.
Hitting on
just
her.
Shut up, everybody.
If they want this, they better get me my rights back first.
There you go. Now that's a get out the vote pitch.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Erica.
Yes,
thanks.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We'll
see you
tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414 414- 844-944-1704 while spots are still available.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A U.S. official tells ABC that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for the Azerbaijan plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan. ABC's Inez de la Quatera spoke with a crew member who was one of the 29 survivors.
He says they heard three thuds while they were flying over Grozny. He says that people on board actually were not panicking, but he does tell us that they're not being allowed to speak. So it was actually a very short conversation. He kept telling us that he had to get off the phone because there are people in the hospital right now telling him to get off the phone.
Russia says there were Ukrainian drone operations in the area. For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it onto a Delta Airlines plane. The unticketed passenger discovered as the plane taxied in Seattle. It returned to the gate. The man was arrested. New York prosecutors announced the indictment of the man accused of burning a woman to death inside of a subway train. The suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, remains in custody. Immigration officials say he's in the U.S. illegally. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.